This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vin. I'm glad to be here, and I guess is it too early to say happy holidays? But, man, we're already second half of November. I think time really does fly.
It does. It really does. Hey, Bert, I want to share a really neat tool that I have in my hands with our class. I've been wanting to do this for quite a while. Class, let's say you have a long hose, and you're worried about freezing weather, and let's say it's a black pipe that you're running a water line in. And there's a low point. There's no question about it. There's a low point, and water will collect, and if it freezes, it can burst the pipe. Well, you can go to Menards, and I don't know about the other stores, but Menards sells one of these things. It's made by a company called SiouxChief, S-I-O-U-X-C-H-I-E-F, SiouxChief. And it's in the plumbing department. It's a brass garden hose adapter. And what this thing does is you can screw this into the end of a, this is a male fitting, you screw it into the female end of a hose. And it has a real... It has a quick coupling for an air hose on one end and a garden hose fitting on the other end. So it's a piece of machine brass. And you can apply air pressure to your hose and blow out any water that seems to collect in the low points without blowing the hose. So it's made by a company called SiouxChief, and it's called a brass garden hose blowout fitting. It is fabulous, and it has a little tiny hole on the air compressor side, where you connect the quick connect for the air compressor hose. It's a little tiny hole, the size, it's probably half the diameter of a number two pencil, so it's real small. So you won't have so much volume of air as to blow the hose apart. So I would start with a small amount of air, and then slowly increase the volume of air to push out the water out the open end of this long pipe that you may have. So you can use it for underground pipe. It's a great way to go. I stumbled across it accidentally when my son and I were looking through the plumbing section, and it works great. So just wanted to share that with the class. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, very interesting. Hey, a little bit of news that we cover here. Class may find this staggering. We cover EVs a lot, and one of the, I don't want to say major EV manufacturers, because other than Tesla, most of these dedicated EV manufacturers are not selling very many cars. But, I mean, this is just staggering, though, Vince. A company called Lucid Motors, they just reported a net loss for one quarter three, they go presumably calendar quarters, $631 million. So if you look at how many cars they sold in the quarter, that's over $227,000 lost per vehicle sold, not even including their overhead costs. So here's a company that, when they went public, they were worth $91 billion. That's just shows you how there was a mania for EV stocks 2 years ago. But their valuation reached $91 billion, and despite that heavy valuation, the reality was they only sold 125 vehicles total by November of 2021, and that's close to when the stock hit its peak. Now, since then, reality sunk in. The stock has plummeted by over 90%. I think it's close to 95%. And, you know, it's just shows you how not everything is rational or makes sense. Part of this was the subsidies and the push by both federal and state governments to promote electric vehicles. But, man, Vince, $227,000 per vehicle. And it's just hard to believe. And they offer, just for class, if you're wondering what the vehicles are like, they offer four different EV models. The cheapest one is $75,000. The most expensive vehicle they offer is $250,000. And again, for one quarter, they lost $631 million. That's kind of hard to wrap your hands around. Small company selling small amount of cars. Now, they did get a, believe it or not, this is not the Babylon Bee. The Saudi Arabian government said they are going to buy 100,000 cars from Lucid. Now, no surprise, they were one of the investors in the company. But Saudi Investment Fund, one of their biggest investors, they've now stepped up and said, we'll buy 100,000 cars.
Bert, we're talking about a company that made 125 cars, right?
Well, this is in 2020, at the end of 2021. So we're saying back when they had gone public, that's all they had sold. Since then, they've sold some more cars. I don't have the number in front of me, but you can figure it out. If they lost $631 million, and that equates to $227,000 per vehicle sold, you can probably divide those into each other and come up with the number of vehicles they sold.
You know, I'm just thinking about the investors who jumped on the bandwagon that the government was pushing for electric vehicles. And I'm thinking about, you know, those people who have put their savings, you know, in the next big thing. This is a sure thing, they must have thought, because the president's behind it, the governor of California's behind it. There are mandates that said you, whether this stuff works or not, whether this technology works or not, whether we have electricity to charge them or not, we're going to have all y'all buying electric vehicles by 2035. Right? Isn't that what happened? And
yeah.
So there are people who invested, you know, either some part or maybe even all of their savings into this potential future bonanza, which is not playing out. So there are people, Bert, from what you said, there are people who lost between 90% and 95% of their investment. Somebody must have lost it for the shares to go down between 90 and 95% from their peak. Somebody or a bunch of somebodies must have lost that percentage or some of that percentage. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So it reminds me of George Bush Jr. saying, yeah, the economy's in trouble and things aren't working really well, and when he was president. So go buy some more stuff. His answer to fixing the economy was for people to go buy things to give the economy a shot in the arm with money that the people didn't have. That was his answer. You know, living in a bubble. Bert, this is nuts. Absolutely nuts. And to squander the Earth's resources like copper, molybdenum, nickel, chromium, lithium, cobalt in these disposable vehicles is beyond crazy. It's actually, I think it's a sin. I think this is just a sin against the planet and everyone on it to squander the resources in this way. And I'm looking at their website, Lucid Motors.
Yeah, and they had some news yesterday, Vince, This is pretty amazing. Yesterday they introduced their latest vehicle. It's a massive, large SUV, and I guess they don't have any sense of reality here. They literally, Vince, are you sitting down? They named this car the Lucid Gravity, and it's a massive SUV. Looks like an apartment building on wheels. It's so big. And they introduced it yesterday.
Bert, have you ever been in a Humvee? Have you ever been in one of those?
No, but I've certainly seen them.
Okay. All right. Here's where I ask. I was at a convention, and I was asked to shuttle some people around from one place to another. It was not our convention, but it was a convention of like-minded people. And one of the guys said, "Here, take my Hummer. And I'd never driven one of those before. They get maybe 8 to 10 miles per gallon, which I think in itself is a sin. And this thing is so wide, it takes up the entire width of the road. You can't always park one of these things in a parking space because they're too wide. There's no reason. Arnold Schwarzenegger used to drive one of these things around. I guess it's a testosterone thing. It makes no sense. It's too big, too clumsy, doesn't handle worth a darn, gets lousy mileage, it's pretentious, and it makes no sense to me.
Yeah,
I'd prefer to have a vehicle that, you know, like my old Chevy pickup truck, you know, 2001 or 2004, that fits in parking spaces, it's nice to handle, it's comfortable, and you can actually use it for carrying a load. A Humvee, to me, is... I'm not talking about the military version. I'm talking about the civilian version. That's for people who have more money than brains and don't mind being pushy. I didn't like it one iota. So
yeah,
what would you do with this apartment building on wheels? Would you go to a restaurant with it?
I'm a little blown away. I'm looking at their own promotional material here, and they have the front hood open, and there's room in there. That's sort of the trunk. And there's enough room in there. They have two people sitting there frolicking in the trunk under the front hood. And the car itself has three rows of seating. So we're talking about a massive car, and it's not a car, it's an SUV, and they're bragging about it. Now, I don't know. We'll have to do some testing. They claim it has towing power. They show it towing a trailer. They don't say what the range is after towing the trailer, but they claim that it can tow 6,000 pounds. We'll see, right? And what's the range on that? But it's funny. They show a picture here with the trailer it's towing, and the vehicle itself, since it's the same length as the trailer it's towing, this vehicle's so big. Who wants a car? I mean, do you use this to go grocery shopping? It's got 112 cubic feet of cargo capacity. As I said, three rows of seating. Wrap over glass, 34-inch infotainment screen inside. And Vince, it's an apartment on wheels. The way it looks to me.
Let me see if I got this right. Infotainment. That sounds like a screen. You can watch a movie. If I wanted to watch a movie, I would go home to the kitchen in our house.
How to do it. After you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us. And we're talking about lucid motors, L-U-C-I-D. And lucid means clarity. You know, shining the light on it, able to be seen, and, well, might even include transparency in that. Bert, I'm looking at the image of this gal who's driving, this pretty gal with a ponytail, and she's behind the wheel. I don't know if she's driving or not. I don't know if this thing's moving. But it has this large screen, bigger than the screen I'm broadcasting with, between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And it's a huge screen. She's got her finger on the screen. Obviously, it's a touch screen, and she's asking it to do something with her finger. And she's looking down at the below the dashboard. She's looking down at this great big screen. And above that, it's shaped like a rearview mirror. But it's not a rearview mirror. It's a display panel that is above the dashboard, obscuring part of the view out the front windshield. So this is shaped like a rearview mirror, but it's probably five times as tall as the rearview mirror, and it's from the left side of the cockpit past it looks like it goes all the way to the side of the driver's seat, passenger seat. So it's huge. This thing's like 3 feet long. 3 feet long. It looks like it must be 8 inches tall or more. And it obscures the view of the road because it's in the way. Now, this is some kind of instrumentation so you can see how fast you're going and, you know, other kinds of displays. But it is incredibly distracting in my world. But what are your thoughts?
It just doesn't sound like a car for the average person, Vince. I don't, you know, I know how business works and what people try to do to put together a business plan, get financed, attack the market. And I'm scratching my head on this. What market are they going after? I mean, I could see how EVs were the rage a couple of years ago, so I could see how they raised a lot of money. But wouldn't you think if they were thinking clearly, they'd maybe change their course a little, look for more economical vehicles? Since the stock was trading a year ago in the 50s, $50, that's also where it was when it went public, in 2021, as recent as last fall was trading in the 50s. It's currently $4 a share, and we don't give financial advice on USA Prepares. We're certainly not telling anyone to buy this stock. In fact, it's flagged as you can't borrow shares because short sellers sell shares they don't own and they have to borrow them. You can't even borrow the shares to sell short because it's max shorted by traders on Wall Street. And Vince, the book value is only $2 a share because, you know, they have such huge debt and not enough cash, so they at least it's positive book value of $2 a share, but currently trading at $4. And Vince, it's hard to find, you know, if you want to just indulge in financial research, it's hard to find a company that's lost more money, has worse stock performance, just worse business in every way, profit and loss, share price, return on equity, I mean, whatever metric you put, it's a model case of the worst possible company that I've seen. And since I don't know how they're going to pull out of it, because, I mean, it sounds like common sense. How many people are going to buy a vehicle like that? I mean, it sounds like a very niche, and I mean a niche of a niche. That's my take.
There's only one corporation I can think of that has worse performance than Lucid Motors, and that's USA Inc., United States of America. It's the only corporation I can think of that has worse performance, made more mistakes than Lucid. But there's an image of this car, and it's got the front trunk open, so it's ahead of the windshield.
Yeah, and there's two people sitting in it.
Yeah, and they have bikini tops on. One's a black gal, obviously a model, and the other's a white gal, and they're just grinning, and they're all happy, and they're probably trying to figure out what's going on. Why are we sitting in the front of the trunk of this car? Why are we sitting in this? But and this has wheels, really, really large wheels.
Yeah.
And very, very low profile tires. These are the kind of tires that you would not be able to find, I submit to you, in a tire shop.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. The civil rights trial of Brett Hankinson, the former Louisville police officer connected to the fatal 2020 raid on Breonna Taylor, ended in a mistrial. Hankinson, who fired 10 shots into the apartment building of the 26-year-old black woman during the flawed drug raid, had previously been acquitted of wanton endangerment charges by a state jury. The temporary suspension of the gag order against Donald Trump in his civil business fraud trial has been granted by a New York appeals judge, with Trump's legal team arguing the order infringes on his freedom of speech. Multiple reports saying Israel and Hamas appear to be near a hostage deal. The deal would free 50 women and children for the return of Palestinian prisoners. President Biden saying a stable relationship between the U.S. and China is beneficial for the world economy. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Watch it.
No, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Oh, God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, and... Bert, I want to thank Mark. Mark is one of our students, and he sent me an email during the previous hour about the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. So many of you might have thought I was kidding, and Mark sent me a link to it. It's spaghettimonster.org, spaghettimonster.org, and you'll get to see these grown people with pasta colanders on their head, and they're all grinning like they won the lottery, and you'll get a chance to see a small bit of insanity. SpaghettiMonster.org. And this is for Brett. Brett is one of our students, and he's interested in buying a solar system, and he's interested in buying a battery bank, and he sent me some information about, you know, some startup companies and new leading edge, which I refer to as bleeding edge with a B, companies. And here's what this is about. And this relates to what Bert is saying with this Lucid Motors. So let's say you bought one of these Lucid Motors cars and you thought, this is great. They've got new technology. I want to be one of the first to get it. Well, Bert, if you remember back in the 1980s, we had a company, and one of my jobs was to make sure that we had all the parts. One of my jobs. And let's say it took 1,000 parts to make a satellite communications receiver. We could get 999 of them. But that, you know, that last part, the one that you couldn't build a receiver without it. So, for example, you could have the entire receiver except for the control knob or the on-off switch or a specialty integrated circuit or a power supply transformer or a power cord. Or even the staple that held the manual together. You know, when you we put the manual together and stapled it so you could read it. If you didn't have all 1,000 parts, you couldn't ship the darn receiver. You couldn't say, yeah, we'll ship it today. And in a few weeks, if we ever get that knob, we'll send it to you. You couldn't do that. So in that line of thinking, Lucid Motors, if a guy, I don't know, had a champagne bottle inside this Lucid car and broke the display panel, you know, accidentally by hitting it with the champagne bottle, you know, celebrating this new vehicle, and called the factory and said, hey, listen, I just busted my display panel. What do I do? He might hear something like the factory saying, yeah, if we had another one of those, we'd build another car and sell it, but we don't have any. And we don't know when we're going to get them because they're custom made and they come from China. I mean, those are the kinds of things they might hear. Or if you have a flat tire, these are specialty tires. These are low profile tires that most tire shops don't have the ability to even change that darn tire. Or if you bent a wheel, where would you get another wheel to match this unique type design for this particular car? Where would you get another wheel? Would you get it at a salvage yard? So this is a huge problem, and I don't think that people have fully thought out the problems associated with having a new bleeding with a B edge technology. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, by the way, the parts situation you mentioned happened a couple of years ago. During COVID, the auto manufacturers shut down or curtailed a lot of production, and they canceled orders with the integrated circuit suppliers, and then the auto market came roaring back, and they literally had, well, kind of like you described, they had cars that they were building without microprocessors, and they, you know, they would, a lot of these microprocessors were for different accessories and stuff. They kind of kept the microprocessors in the main functions, but a lot of accessories and stuff. So make a long story short, Ford and some other manufacturers had parking lots filled up with cars that were 99% there, but missing one or more microprocessors until they could get them from the chip suppliers. I think that's all alleviated now, but same thing happened. But Vince, I'm more interested in our, we don't talk a lot of religion on USA Prepares, but are you joining the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster?
You know, I think to each his own, but that is just a, in my opinion, that's just a ruse. That is just a made-up thing to combat the government saying, you know, you're going to do this unless you have a religious reason why you're not going to do what we tell you to do. And that's what I believe that's what these people did. There was something about maybe a school system saying you're going to have to abide by our rules. And some of the parents said no, or one of the parents said no, it's against our religion. And the school said, so what's your religion? I believe that's the story. Now, I could be wrong. And so the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, a guy just said, it's against my religion. Okay, what religion? And he just said, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Just made it up.
Yeah.
You know,
well, the church,
instead of saying Protestant
looks like
or Dutch Reformed or Catholic or Jewish or what was
yeah.
it?
The church looks real. In fact, I just went to the website during the break here, and it looks like not only are they real, they're getting a lot of hate mail from other religions.
Don't you all be siphoning off our members?
They're saying Bert, your story is too good to be true. What you profess,
Bert? Literally, I mean, I was there in Springfield, Missouri, at the J.Q. Hammonds Center, and it's an old Sears building. It's a real large building, and they converted it into a convention hall. The city of Springfield did, and that's where we had our very first expo. And when I was viewing the venue to see what it had to offer and how we would make this venue work, if we could make it work, I asked about, you know, what other kinds of events do they have. And they said, well, right down there. Look down there on the lower level. I was looking down from the upper level. You could see the lower level, and there was a stage that was built, and this guy was sitting center stage. And I said, so who are all those people? And the representative from the city of Springfield, Missouri, said, that's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. And he's like, really? Come on. No, really. And that's who they were. So that's how I know about it. I saw them. I mean, I didn't attend their services. Well, maybe I did, you know, through the window. But, you know, it's like being in a large hotel with a really tall, open air lobby, you know, looking down from, you know, second floor, looking down on what's happening on the first floor in the lobby. That's what it was like. But they had a lot of people there at the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, and that was 2011, for real. So you're gonna go? You're gonna attend services?
Well, I'm intrigued, Vince. What they profess seems to be, well, you know, I can subscribe to a lot of what they're talking about. And, you know, their website says, rejoice, you have found the way, share unto others. They seem to have an open mind. They, here's some of the rules. Every Friday is a religious holiday. They have no dues. That's good. At their formal functions, if you choose to attend them, you need to preferably wear pirate regalia. And in the afterlife, they promise you a beer volcano. So, you know, and they call themselves Pastafarians.
Yeah, like Luciferians, but pasta instead of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Lucifer.
Yeah, I mean, other than gaining some weight from a lot of pasta, it's but I do have some bad news. I'm looking through the news here. Apparently, Australia has denied them legal religious recognition.
Yeah.
Down under. They've denied recognition by the state of Australia. Now, you know, we used to think of Australia as a free country with lots of freedom and everybody mind their own business and live their lives as they see fit. But that turned around during COVID, Vince. Australia showed a dark side to their federal and provincial governments. I'm sure your other...
Yeah. Gwyneth
talks about that all the time. It's kind of sad because I actually had a friend who was planning to retire there, and he changed his mind. He said, no way, I'm going there now. I think there's still a lot of free-spirited people in Australia, but it seems like, you know, at least from the government side, and a lot of people apparently support the government, that it's become very authoritarian.
Yeah, and also the right to bear arms is not pervasive. You have to go through special, you know, permits and things and applications to own a firearm in Australia. And your house is subject to inspection at the whim of the authorities. So if you want one, you can apply for one, and you may find a reason. You know, like, for example, having a farm. So farmers seem to find predators, you know, four-legged type predators that could kill their livestock. So if you have to dispatch someone, some animals trying to kill your livestock, a rifle might be a good way to do that, to protect your herd, your flock. But in Australia, if you do that, from what I understand from Gwyneth, you open up your house to inspection at the whim of the authorities. So they can say,
wow.
I want to see. Oh, yeah, yeah. And
wow.
I certainly would not do that. So that's a problem. It's a problem.
Vince, just breaking, tying into our previous discussion, Motor Trend just announced their car of the year, and I think someone there does have their head screwed on straight because Vince, they picked a Toyota, and I mentioned Toyota because we need to give them a little kudos. They didn't jump on this EV bandwagon like a lot of other manufacturers did. They promoted hybrids, and they're in some advanced technologies they're working on, fuel cells and some other things. But they, Motor Trend just, Vince just yesterday named the 2024 Car of the Year, the Toyota Prius and the Toyota Prius Hybrid. And it looks a lot, and Prius was never a good-looking car, but it looks a lot better. And you know, it's been out for, I guess, I don't know, 20 years. And they do have a plug-in hybrid version of it, which I think is okay because the battery is small. And in a normal hybrid, again, the battery is very small, so it's much safer than putting these massive battery packs in the pure EVs. And, you know, Toyota's doing really well, Vince, because they're not losing thousands of dollars per car on these pure EVs. So it looks like, you know, they're still run by some of the original family, and looks like they have, like I said, their head screwed on straight. Their the hybrid system has a 2-liter engine, 194 horsepower front-wheel drive, and horsepower goes to 196, so, you know, fairly modest, but sounds like a great family car. Every, you know, we're not here promoting Toyota, but looks like they made a great choice there, Vince.
Bert, let me ask you this. You've got a hybrid, gas and electric hybrid, and it was recalled, and Ford has, it's a Ford, and it has no fix available for this. It's going on months now. Have they discontinued that car?
They discontinued it before the recall.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Bert, you own a Ford hybrid. So it's a gas and electric. It's a plug-in hybrid. And it has a recall, which you mentioned on air several times, a recall. And the problem is with the charging of it, and it could cause a fire. So Ford does not want you to charge it. And it's been discontinued. Is that right? They no longer make this model?
Yeah, and well, they discontinued all Ford Fusions, which is remarkable because it was one of their biggest success. You could buy the Ford Fusion, well, regular gas powered, in a hybrid, and what I had was the plug-in hybrid. It was a beautiful car. It's, other than this electronic module problem, it was fairly reliable. Drives great, looks great, but Vince, you scratch your head when these manufacturers do things. I don't know if a lot of class knows. Ford stopped manufacturing and selling all cars in the entire United States except for the Mustang. They don't make any more cars. They don't make compacts. They don't make subcompacts. They don't make intermediates. The Ford Fusion was an intermediate. It was one of their best-selling vehicles, huge success. They just stopped building and making all cars. I believe they might still make some cars in South America and Europe, but they stopped all cars. So that's the reason it was discontinued. The problem actually is just in the electronics for this module, that the module doesn't charge the battery correctly. So it's not the normal kind of problem where, you know, the batteries are catching fire or something like that. Now, it can be dangerous because they said this module can overheat, but it's more of an electronics problem than, I mean, it does involve the EV, but it's just something that could, I guess, happen to every car. And Ford's had a lot of problems lately, and, you know, they made some mistakes. And talk about stocks. Their stock's not doing very well either. It's around $10 a share. It had been much higher in the past. And the only thing that's saving Ford, Vince, and I think you know that, and class probably knows that, is their large trucks are fairly well built and sell well. Not their new all-electric trucks, Vince, but their regular trucks are a bestseller. And Vince, I've said often that as we look at EV, it's best suited for smaller vehicles. And I'm talking golf carts, subcompacts, really small cars. You could argue it might make some sense. But as you get into more midsize and large vehicles and then trucks and this massive SUV we talked about, it's just crazy because we're building things that make no economic sense, they make no technical sense, they make no safety sense. Yet these companies are just blindly, you know, who can build the biggest car with the biggest battery pack? And I'm sure eventually the markets, you know, as always happens, the market will catch up with them, and it is catching up with them, and that's why Toyota's doing so well, and somebody like Lucid is, God forbid you bought the stock at the IPO, you've lost 90% of your money or more.
Okay, so here's the ultimate point I was driving at. So if, and just in this one particular example of the Ford plug-in hybrid, so they built it for a few years, and what is the incentive for Ford to say, you know what, we've got some customers, and they bought these cars, and we stopped making cars. So let's keep making the battery pack for them. Let's keep making the engine for them. Let's keep making the computers for them. Let's keep making the door handles, the, you know, the window regulators, the knobs that control the you know, the heating and lighting and whatever other systems, you know, the motor for raising and lowering and moving forward and backward the seat, and you know, the electric motor for the window and the windshield wipers. And so let's keep making all these parts for all of these cars that we no longer make. What is their incentive to do that? And I submit to you, virtually no incentive.
Yeah.
So that tells me,
other than their reputation, maybe that's about it.
Well, I mean, to say we're not going to make any more cars absolutely positively tells me they are not going to make the parts to keep those cars that they've already made running for a very long time. Okay, so nobody I can think of would buy a vehicle and say, you know what, I'm thinking maybe I'll drive this for a couple of years and then I'll throw it away. I can't think of anybody who would do that. Nobody. But it sounds to me like Ford just made their entire production for the last several years of cars disposable. I think that's what they did. Now, that's my opinion. Because if they decide not to make the parts, what are you going to do? So if you have, here's what I know. I know that if you have a dishwasher and a part breaks, it's probably the same part that breaks on almost every one of that make and model dishwasher. So if there are salvage yards that have parts, they're going to run out of that part that just broke on yours, because everybody that has one of those make and model vehicles is going to have the same broken part. And they're going to all want them from the salvage yard, and there's only one per vehicle. So we're going to run out of parts. Bert, this is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah, since it's bad, sorry we have to go. Next week we'll talk about the whales running up to New Jersey from the windmill.
Absolutely outrageous. And USA Preparers was right. The windmills are killing the whales. Bert, thank you so much. Richie?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.